You're listening to SBS News.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. What's the mood like in Israel today?
Hello there, Janice. It's certainly a bittersweet. Not so much joy has been seen in Gaza. There are a lot of celebrations on the street in the strip after this announcement was made. But here in Israel, there was a rally overnight. It happened in Tel Aviv. A lot of the family members of these hostages who are still being held in Gaza, they held a vigil. This is because they know that some of these relatives, some of their loved ones, will not be coming home alive, that they will be coming home in coffins. Now, there's also a lot of concern that potentially, Janice, this deal could collapse and that many of these people simply will not be released from Gaza at all. Now, this ceasefire and hostage deal is expected to go into effect on Sunday around lunchtime. The first day we'll see three of these Israeli captives set free in return for hundreds of Palestinians who are being held in Israeli jails. So certainly, once again, it's more of a bittersweet tone that's being felt here in Israel, with a lot of these people are really very fearful of the days to come and what could actually happen. And once again, there is concern that this deal could fall over, Janice.
As you say, it's far from a done deal. The Israeli Security Cabinet and government, they're convening later today for meetings to vote on the plan. And we know that there's not universal agreement. Can the far right still scupper this deal?
Well, that certainly depends on how much support it gets. We do need to remember, of course, that the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, he's really been trying to rally the far right, and his former ally, Bezalel Smotrich, that's the finance minister, to come together to try and topple the government and to block this deal. But from what we do understand, there will be a majority of people voting yes for this deal, which means it will go through. That meeting is expected to take place in just a few hours' time. So certainly there is a lot of hope being pinned on this meeting that it will go through and this ceasefire will come into effect on Sunday. But certainly what we have been hearing from the finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, he is still threatening to pull out of the coalition, to try and collapse the coalition, even if this deal is approved. He says he wants guarantees from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that even if this deal does go ahead and if these hostages are released, he then wants the war to continue full steam ahead after the hostages are released. So certainly very opposing sides here in Israel. And also last night, there was another rally. This was from the Bereaved Families Association. They believe that the deal is the wrong thing to do, and releasing Palestinian prisoners, some with blood on their hands, will just sow further chaos here in Israel.
Thanks so much for the update. That's Sarah Coates joining us from Tel Aviv. We'll be right back.